The cost of disaster relief, along with other things, is creating a budget crunch in this country. And NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore is not impressed with the way Congress is handling it so far.
America finds itself facing billions of dollars in expenditures unanticipated when President Bush was reelected a year ago today. The Iraq War, Hurricane Katrina, and now $7 billion to help prepare for a possible flu pandemic. Where is all that money supposed to come from? A lot is borrowed, of course, but Congress is busy making cuts in planned expenditures, and those cuts bear disproportionately on the Americans who can least afford them, the poor. They are officially numbered as 37 million people, up 1 million in a year. So think of all those numbers as you learn that a House committee has voted to cut the food stamp program, lopping 300,000 recipients off the rolls, or that another committee has voted to cut Medicaid by $9.3 billion over 5 years, or that similar cuts are proposed in housing assistance, or that some 225,000 persons, including 40,000 children, could lose their help from the program called Temporary Assistance to Needy Families. Are there other ways to deal with the ballooning deficit? One way, obviously, would be to postpone tax cuts. Another way would be to repeal some of the non-urgent projects in the highway bill, like that famous Alaska Bridge to Nowhere. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg has come up with a novel idea of taxing windfall oil company profits to help the poor with their winter heating bills. But oil companies have effective lobbies in Washington, and poor people don't. And so when House Republican leaders talk of cutting entitlement programs by $50 billion, they're not talking about oil companies. This is Daniel Shore.